All these are very meaningful. Eh? These are for our morning chanting. Then there's the evening chanting to develop the faith, the spiritual faculty of Saddha. Then from there, the Virya, then the Dhamma. The Dhamma is like what is mentioned here. These are very important, essential Dhamma that you have to understand. Then, like there is one section, you say we are all bounded by karma, obstructed by karma. That's why we must determine to learn this teaching so that we can liberate our mind. Otherwise, suffering will follow. Then we take refuge and we seek protection, guidance, and blessing from the great beings. Okay, so this devotional practice, they form a very important integral part of the whole cultivation. Initially, when you start your cultivation, you need a lot of faith, Saddha. Faith is the one that drives you. In fact, a lot of Paramita who has gone through, they will know your teaching. He always emphasizes that faith is very important. You must have faith in the Buddha and his teaching, in whoever who guide you, if he is good, have faith in him. Because what we teach, stand up the investigation. Like when I have faith in my teacher, I just believe what he tell me and I investigate into it. And he stand up the investigation. There are a lot of things they share with us. If you find it useful, applicable, you should actually try to investigate into it. Then when you stand up the investigation, you will rejoice. Then when you cultivate it, you will progress on your own. Then later on, your nature will come up with new truth, new understanding that you have, and from there you can share with the world. That's how all this spiritual teaching evolve. Just like the scientists, they have their paper they write, then their peer review and all those things. But that one is intellect. Whereas spiritual is different. The way I understand it is, you really need true teacher or Dhamma friends who has the Dhamma to guide you, to teach you, then together with faith, Saddha, Virya, you strive on with him for this, to walk this pathway together with other Kayamitra. Then the 10th step of the Abhijja Sutta, they will start. Step one is having true Kayamitra friends. Then step two is you will have the condition to constantly listen to the true Dhamma. That's why we attend spiritual activity, we attend retreat, we attend our classes, is to share all this so that you develop the causes and conditions for you to constantly listen to the Dhamma. Then you reflect, you contemplate, you develop the faith, deepening of faith. Saddha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, your spiritual faculty becomes stronger and stronger. Then this can be your routine. And chanting and devotional practice are added because we need the faith initially. Then after that, when you have good teacher, you must have faith in them. Then learn. Then develop your own understanding. Then when the condition is such, you are ready to be a blessing to all, you are ready to share and teach, the time will come. Then you can share. And when you share, just like my nature, whatever I learn, I share. Then whatever my nature from the past has developed, I also share. This is how the spiritual understanding can be transmitted down to future generation. Then all the bodhisattva, they do the same. They have their vow, their basic vow, then the miscellaneous vow, an additional vow based on their nature's understanding and uniqueness. So all this is what Dhamma is all about. So this understanding is very important. It deepens your faith and it will motivate you to cultivate, to become a true practitioner of Dhamma, worthy of the Buddha. Okay? So let us rejoin. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay. Okay.